I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. 538 members of the Electoral College meet Monday in state capitals across the U.S. to cast their votes for the next president. And Connecticut U.S. Congressman Jim Himes is calling on them to reject Donald Trump. Speaking on WNPR's Colin McEnroe show, Himes says it's not because he opposes Trump's positions on particular issues.
Whether it's building a wall or repealing the Affordable Care Act, none of that stuff do I like very much, but that's, of course, in bounds. Those are, I guess, Republican positions. What is not in bounds is trashing the American intelligence community, saying that they don't know what they're talking about, and standing up for the Kremlin. What is not in bounds is constantly putting out, I hesitate to use the word facts, but facts that are incorrect. And it's certainly not in bounds to be running a global business empire while you're president of the United States. So those three things at least raise serious questions about the qualification of this individual to be president.
Himes says he does not mean to suggest that electors would or should hand the election to Hillary Clinton.
But they could choose someone else. They could choose one of the Republicans who ran for president. I guess theoretically they could choose Mike Pence. And I don't agree with these guys on a lot because I'm a Democrat, but they wouldn't scare me. They wouldn't raise fundamental questions with me about the fitness of the individual involved to be president.
Himes, who says he's not a fan of the Electoral College, admits it's not likely that enough electors will change their votes to change the outcome. Diane Orson, WNPR News.